From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least one person was killed in a grenade attack on Saturday at a rally by the new Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The attack was launched moments after the 41-year-old Abiy, a former soldier who took office in April, finished his speech to tens of thousands of people gathered in Addis Ababa. Addressing the nation on television shortly after the blast, Abiy said the attack was an attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. Dr. Benaim Enwete said medical professionals already at the rally helped the wounded.
We had an emergency bed reserved, and everybody was on standby, including all the doctors, and they came from their home, actually. Some of them were also in the demonstration, and they came immediately, accompanying the patients.
Eritrea, which has long been at loggerheads with Ethiopia over a border dispute that Abiy has sought to resolve, condemned the incident. The European Union and the United States did so as well. Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, survived an explosion at a rally in Bulawayo. The president said on Saturday the explosion at a stadium where he was addressing a political rally was a cowardly act that would not prevent the country from holding free and peaceful elections next month.
These are my normal enemies, and the attempts have been so many. This is not the first attempt on my life. It doesn't, to me, it's normal.
Mr. Mnangagwa came to power last November by ousting his former mentor, longtime Zimbabwean president, Robert Mugabe. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.